Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, you can watch. We got a new video up every week. We add one, sometimes two a week. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. She's the founder and president of Lois Geller Marketing. She is the author of Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. She's forgotten more about marketing than most people will ever know. She's our good friend, 10-year Brain Trust member. Lois, thanks again for hanging out with us. Lois, we're talking about branding in the previous segment. And if you asked the branding VP, the EVP of branding at any of the big companies, and you said, all right, what's an example of your branding assets? You know, they talk about their logo, they talk about their tagline, they talk about their slogans, they talk about what they're doing to get their message out here and there. If you ask a small business owner what their branding assets were, if they're smart, if they know what they're doing, if they've been listening to my show, they would say, well, one of the main assets that I have that's a huge part of my branding assets are our people. What do you think?
I think it's probably most of what their brand is about is their people.
And so when we hire people, when we're looking for people, we don't just need to look for people who fill a slot. We need to look for people who can be an extension of our brand, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we need someone who also exemplifies the values of our company.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a real wonderful person come to your door, and the person can be driven. And this happened to us in New York when we had our shop in Madison Avenue. We had a woman that came to us who was Harvard, MBA, brilliant, driven. She just didn't fit into our particular family there.
Mm-hmm.
And because at any cost, she would get it done, the job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're more about getting along,
making
sure the client is happy, relationships, and she just ran over us like, and she also looked down upon us because she had all those credentials. So even though she was brilliant and probably the smartest person I ever had work for me, I was the happiest the day she left.
Well, yeah, no, that's right. I mean, and so that's the reason why, and you've written about this in your blog too, in your writing recently. It's important to get the right people, and not just to get the job done, but they've got to fit in with you. They also have to fit in with the customers and the way you want customers to perceive your company.
Exactly. We work like dogs. And if prima donnas come into my agency for an interview, they can have all the credentials, they can be working, they have worked at other agencies and all that stuff, but if they can't do five different kinds of jobs, they really don't fit in with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever gets the coffee today probably won't be getting the coffee tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and when the client comes in the last minute, the person that's setting up the computer is going to be somebody different than was. Everybody has to do everything, more or
less. We all have to wear a bunch of hats, don't we, in a small business?
Yes, we really do. And
But I want people, more than anything, I want people who are my customers, if they come in contact with one of my employees, I want them to think about that experience the next time they think about us.
I think that's so important, you know, up and down the ranks, wherever, however big your company is, every touch point with a customer, you want to be satisfying. You don't want to be the person who's the tech guy who's got mumble mouth to talk to somebody and make them feel bad,
mm-hmm.
or anything, you know? So if that person, mumble mouth, is great at tech, you know, you really don't want them to have contact. But in our company, everybody has contact.
Mm-hmm.
So you better figure out how to speak to the customer and also to make them feel good and want to be friends with them. And I think that's the one reason we've been able to maintain the business, especially during the last few years when it's been a bit
tougher. Well, that's because you've paid attention to that part of your brand. to the human part, the connection part, the values part of your brand, and it's pervasive throughout your staff, your organization. And the thing is, Lois, it's the it's the big advantage that small businesses have over big companies. Because how many people think of a person at a big company when they think of when they think of that company? They don't necessarily think of one person. Whereas that's an advantage, a competitive advantage, I think, that we have over big companies, don't you?
I think that's so true. I went to a couple banks yesterday, and one of the banks I went to, everybody was obnoxious. The person, I asked for the president's name, so I thought they thought I was going to complain.
Wow.
So they wouldn't give me the person's name.
Are you serious?
I've had a business account at this bank for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I went in, and the bank manager changed, or the head person at the, mm-hmm. my branch had changed. So I decided I'll go in and make a deposit, and I'll find out who the person's name is now. Well, nobody wanted to tell me. It was a secret. I said, what is the secret? I mean, I can look it up when I get home on the computer, you know. Oh, she said, well, we can handle whatever it is. I said,
my.
No, you can't handle whatever it is.
Wow, that's not good branding. That's bad branding. Hey, Lois, give us your website again, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out. Hey, Lois, come back again real soon.
I will. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Good job today. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Lois joined us. We always do. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.